TV networks are making many millions of dollars with reality programming. And CBS is planning to remake its 1960s sitcom, The Beverly Hillbillies, by sending a real hillbilly family to Beverly Hills. You might have heard that the search for suitable hillbillies is prompting outrage in Appalachia, but some people are auditioning. Martha Wood Roof of member station WMRA found several people who say that they are ready for their close-up.
In early November, a CBS casting director, on the hunt for just the right rural family to be the real Beverly Hillbillies, popped into Pat's Fashion and Tax Service in Pineville, West Virginia, and asked owner Pat Armstrong if she could post a flyer.
I asked them if they were looking for people on welfare, toothless, chewing tobacco, and they said no. They assured us they did not want anything like that. They want somebody with high moral standards. They said they wanted a family that had the son that was older than a daughter.
Also required was an extended family member, a granny maybe, willing to tag along. Okay, so the family has to structurally resemble the unreal Beverly Hillbillies. But Dub Cornett, the Appalachian-born producer who came up with the show's concept, insists the idea is to bring rural America's strengths to prime time.
With the right family, I think America's going to fall in love with these people and find an association with them instead of feeling like, you know, well, let's make fun of them. When you put real people in a fake place, who's going to look better?
The Center for Rural Strategies, an organization that advocates on behalf of rural communities, is skeptical about CBS's intentions. Center President Dee Davis points to what he considers the spectacle of reality TV and the network's five-month-long search for the right family. How hard can it be to find a virtuous family, Davis asks from his Whitesburg, Kentucky office, if that's what you're really looking for.
All this reality programming, it's all about humiliation. But this is crossing a line. It's not just humiliating a few professionals going for a date on Temptation Island. This is taking a real family and laughing at them because they don't fit the standard demographic that CBS cares about.
The center began hearing vociferous objections to the show. Folks feared CBS's real plan was to stereotype rural people as hicks and hillbillies. In order to give these objections a voice that corporate CBS would hear, the center took out large ads in 8 metropolitan newspapers decrying the project. Again, Dee Davis.
What gets my goat is why the executives at CBS and the board of directors of Viacom would countenance this kind of Faustian deal where you humiliate people for your own profits.
After the ads ran, the center received thousands of emails supporting its demand that CBS drop the whole idea. The furor mystifies the Morgans, a family CBS interviewed for the show. The Morgans live in Brenton, West Virginia, a narrow coal mining town dropped into a deep mountain gorge. They have the requisite 2 teenagers, Josh, 19, and Stephanie, 17, and a grandmother who loved to take on Beverly Hills. The Morgans seem a close family. Smart, fun to talk to, Christian, and very musical. Josh plays and Stephanie belts out a song like Linda Ronstadt. Coal miner Stephen Morgan sees being chosen by CBS as a chance to take an extended family vacation and widen his talented children's experience. As for being laughed at, Mom Marcia Morgan isn't worried.
We don't think that we're going to go out there and everybody's going to walk on eggshells and not hurt the hillbillies' feelings or anything. If they want to laugh, fine. That's God-given rights or prerogative. We'll still be who we are. And they have such a different lifestyle in L.A. that they would give us a lot to laugh at, too, you know. But we hope we won't laugh at anyone, but laugh with a lot of people if it happens, you know.
The controversy appears to stem mainly from doubts that CBS will honor assurances not to exploit its chosen family. CBS fueled such fears when its president of alternative programming let slip in an August interview, "Imagine the episode where they have to interview maids." Reached in his Los Angeles office, Chris Ender, Senior Vice President Communications, CBS Entertainment, reiterated the assurances. He says he's perplexed as to why people are leaping to judgment about a show they haven't even seen yet. As of right now, the show has no premiere date and a family hasn't been selected. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff in Harrisonburg, Virginia.